The Trempealeau County Board of Supervisors approved the ordinance on a 10-6 vote Monday. It requires wind turbines more than 150 feet high to be at least a mile from the closest home and half a mile away from neighboring property lines. The ordinance also prohibits turbines from railways, wildlife refuges, and roads. Dan Wallery is with the Citizens Committee that wrote the ordinance. He's pleased that the county board passed it. Wallery says the region's features justify special consideration.
In hilly terrain where residences are located in sheltered dips or hollows downwind from the turbines, turbine sounds carry a lot further and are much more audible. In Trempealeau County, to get the best wind resource, you'd have to place wind turbines on the tops of the ridges. So the way the noise would be carrying from the wind turbines was a major concern.
But some renewable energy proponents say the ordinance may be the strictest in the nation. The nonprofit group Renew Wisconsin says if other local governments follow Trempealeau County's example, it could cripple renewable energy development. Paul Halderson of the Trempealeau County Board of Supervisors says that's why he voted against the ordinance.
It's just wrong of our community to not allow green power to come into our county. Now the wind powers will not be able to be sited in our county. They'll look elsewhere.
But Citizen Committee member Dan Wallery says there's enough leverage in the ordinance to allow developers and landowners to mitigate any number of setbacks to their satisfaction. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.